B-Pod Studios.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is the best show ever out of context. What it is things that have been said in the last week by members of the program and sometimes members of other programs on the station. Dylan's in charge of this, that are out of context. And I heard that this week's a doozy. So let's see what we have today.
I'm sure he was by himself that night with his hands.
Now, you guys thought I went too far with that.
Yeah.
That was because of a gentleman who you went to school with. What was it? Jim? Was it James? Jim? He did something.
That was Jerry.
Jerry. What did Jerry do?
Talking about the Matrix.
Yes.
And Jerry was trying to hold court, trying to say that basically the Matrix was a documentary.
Right. And I said someone like that.
And I let him talk for a while. And at some point, I put a stop to it. And then you decided that just because he was holding court with those particular girls abandoned him. You took it a step far.
Yeah, he has to find other ways to.
Yes.
All right.
In the morning, in the afternoon, it hits different.
My wife is not happy with how I perform in the morning.
I stand by that, though. There's something different about a nice afternoon delight. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because then we were playing. That was because Dylan's song was Afternoon Delight this week in 10 seconds.
See before, that? Because I know music. And I know songs.
Wait a minute. You didn't get that one right. Jen and Ricky got that one right. You didn't get that one right.
No, I think a caller got that one.
Well, they knew it. You didn't know Afternoon Delight.
I mean, why would I just say it right now if I didn't know it?
Because you found out. Go ahead. Continue.
It's a little thing, but it used to go up my keister.
Oh, my God. Anthony Gargano. He was talking about something that bothered him a little bit. And, out of context.
It went up his keister, all right.
Oh, man.
It's supposed to be hose repellent.
Yeah, there it is.
That was about the wet band. Actually the point of it. Like, I mean,
Some women are into that, though.
Yeah, I found that out.
That's actually correct.
But that's what it's for. That's why I don't wear it in the house. I wear it whenever I'm not in the house. But in the house, I don't wear it because I'm home. There's no hose there.
You're right. I literally take it off as soon as I walk in.
Anytime I'm out of the house, I'm wearing it. I'm not one of the people to try to like fake like I'm not in the streets. But as soon as I get home, listen, all right, repellent, no need.
I like it spicy.
We need to hear from her again.
Yeah, she's talking about she got a husband and a boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Pound them as hard as you can and let's see what happens.
I love that, dude. I saw that live and
that
was thinking.
That was a post-game live.
You guys were like, you said something last night. I was like, I don't know what I said.
The funny part is we heard it. Then people emailed Dylan. Oh, you got to get
it.
Are you
serious?
I
texted.
Yeah, he got a timestamp and everything. Go to this part in the video on NBCSportsPhilly.com.
You guys are, wow.
Yep. It never stops, my friend. Wow.
It's not going to get better for you, Rick.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. You've tried to nail me with something.
We get in trouble with that word nail a lot on this show.
I have no idea what that is even.
We probably pinned something on you.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You tried to nail me with that.
It probably wasn't me, though.
If you have no protection, you're done. That may have been a complete truth.
Right. No, that is.
You're probably talking about the batting order, probably.
That's what it was, the batting order.
I end up paying an extra $3, so I get the wax on it, too.
Ricky.
Come on, Ricky.
The hell are you talking about?
Ricky, the wax
car wash.
How often do you get your car wash?
I go to the car wash probably twice a week.
Do you?
Yeah.
I see you as a waxman.
I went today. I actually did.
I got the monthly thing, so I don't.
I have the monthly thing. And then I found out they opened a new place closer to my job. I used to have to drive kind of far.
That's even better.
So this time I paid for the extra car wax.
You're going to kill me. The other day, I saw my neighbor washing the car in the front thing, and I thought to myself, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that one of these weekends.
You're going to be out there
doing
that.
I'm going to do it.
I grew up having to do that. I just don't understand it. I'm not judging others who like doing it. It's just not for me. I'm just going through the drive-thru, and I'm out of there. It's just not for me to be spending my off time doing that. It's not for me.
Coupons for your testicles.
Oh, my God, Ricky. What is wrong with you?
It's Coupon.
It's cold when you put it down there.
Oh, yeah. It's get a nice little, I forget I'm not saying.
Oh, yeah, you better.
They have that new caulk stuff.
My goodness, Ricky Patalico.
It's I don't want to say it again.
I know what you said. It's we heard you.
The stuff you cover up holes with.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, that.
Oh, Jesus. You're unreal. You're unreal. Oh,
man. There's more?
Two more.
Uh-oh.
I got a great ass.
What is happening?
We should just make this segment Ricky Bell.
Oh, my God.
It's actually unreal, man.
All right, one more for you. Right.
Dylan, I'm going to kick your ass.
Oh, man. So that was one of the better editions of the best show ever, Out of Context.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.